Hey everyone, thanks Donna and Seth for that intro. My name is Joe Camp. I am a member of the Cloud Advocacy team. In this session, we're gonna walk through your / my first Power App. And so this is gonna be pretty much all demo on building an inventory tracking Power App. This is something that I really wish I would have had in a former role where I was responsible for tracking the swag that we would have for conferences. Kind of tough to do, kind of manual, and having this tool would have been so great and would have really helped me in my job. This is what the app is going to look like, or it's going to be very close to what our finished product is going to be. So if we go looking at this first screen, this will be a summary of what we currently have in inventory. The next screen will be a detail of each individual line item of inventory. And then the third screen is an edit screen, and it'll give us the ability to change information about each piece of inventory as things change. And we're going to kind of walk through all of this as we build this app. So now I'm going to switch over to the demo. And so what we have in front of us is an Excel spreadsheet, obviously. And with any app, you need some sort of data source in the background to help drive that out and to help also help capture that information. And so in this case, and with Power Apps, you can use Excel as a data source. And so this is what we're doing. This is actually part of it's part of Excel Online. And in this instance, what I've done is built this quick spreadsheet where I have some information about some swag, where we have some puffer jackets, we have color, gender, size, original count, inventory allocation, and event name. And this is blank because we haven't allocated anything to anyone yet or any event yet. And hopefully we'll be able to do that as we get through the app. Then we have current count, and then this last column is image. And within Power Apps, what you can do, and we're gonna do this, is you can, as you're building the app and as you add information to your inventory, you can very easily add images to that, and we'll go through that as well. But before we move any further, what we do need to do is we need to turn this into a table. And within Power Apps, the way the Power App tooling reads data is tabular. So and that's just one way, but in this case, that's what we're gonna use. And so what we're gonna do is we're just gonna quickly highlight this. We're gonna go up into format as a table, and then we'll just quickly format this. There we go. And this table is gonna be named table one. So we'll know what that is, and I'll explain why we want to know that in just a second. So now what I want to do is go to make.powerapps.com. There we go. Let's pull this up here. It's thinking. Here we go. And we're getting close. All right, great. So fantastic. So now we're at the splash page, if you will, for the Power Apps. There's a ton of information on here, and I don't really have a lot of time, and maybe Mr. Dang went through some of this in his presentation prior to mine. But what we're gonna do is we're going to look at Excel Online, and we're going to connect our Excel Online spreadsheet to our Power Apps. And I'm gonna do that. So we're gonna click Excel Online. And Power Apps is thinking it's going to pull this up for us. And so what it's showing is some connections, some of my connections. And a connection is basically a bridge that connects the Power Apps to the data source. And there's, you know, out of the box, there's a ton of different connectors. And in this case, we're going to be using my OneDrive for Business. And within that OneDrive for Business is my Excel information. And so within Excel, these are all the Excel spreadsheets that I have. I'm going to click on Book Excel because I believe that's what we used. I forgot to turn that off. Within Table, we have Table. That's the Table 1 that we want to work on. And let's see here. Why can't I see? Let me change this here. Hang on a second. Okay, so now we have a connect button down on the bottom, and we want to connect the data to Power Apps. So we're going to click connect. And so what's happening is Power Apps is pulling the data in from the data source, and we're building, auto-generating a Power App for us. And we're going to then take that information, and we are, oh dear, I think I used the wrong spreadsheet. Bear with me a second. Let's go back. Let's go back here. Let me look at this one. This is kind of embarrassing. I had this all set up earlier. Okay, it's connecting now. Hopefully I pulled in the right spreadsheet. Oh, I know what I did. Ah, this is funny. Okay, so one thing I need to make sure of is I needed to close this spreadsheet. So let me go ahead and close this spreadsheet. That's what I did wrong. So now we're going to connect again. Go to the book. I'm going to click on Table. There we go. It's connecting. It's connecting. And this is auto-generating a spreadsheet for us. Or excuse me, not a spreadsheet, a Power App for us. It's thinking. Here we go. Oh, dear. I did it again. Oh, no. Let's see. This is not good. Sorry, folks. I have somehow messed up my demo. Let me see if I can fix this real quick. Okay, so we have this in a table. Let's go and let's try this again. It's kind of ironic that I've done this like 5 or 6 or 7 different times, and the one time that I need to have it working correctly, it's not working for me. Kind of embarrassing. Let's see if I have a backup plan for me. If this doesn't work this time, then we'll just have to do something different. Bear with me a second. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. I'm sure you're gonna laughing at me. It's a nice joke on me. And it didn't pull the data. Okay. Let me go to a different spreadsheet. Hang with me a second here. Let's see if this spreadsheet looks good for us. All right, let's see, let's go and get rid of this, get rid of this. All right, let's see if this works for us. Good gracious, my Teams keeps popping up information for me that I want to get rid of. Here we go, let's see. Let's go table 2. Oh Hopefully I'm able to fix this for us. My apologies, everyone. All right, great. Okay, so now what we have is an auto-generated app that Power Apps has built for us. We have a couple different screens. In this screen, we have three panels. We have a tree view panel here, which I will talk to in just a second. This is kind of the area that we're going to do a bunch of our work. And in this area over here on the right that says screen up top, this is a location where we can change the UI and change some things within the app itself. And then up in the upper right-hand corner is a preview button. And I'm going to show you that in just a second. But let's do a couple things real quick. So let's take this and let's change this to inventory. Well, here we go. All right. Well, let's see. Let me back up a minute. So we have three screens here. We have this browse screen. And then we're going to have a detail screen here. And then we're going to have the edit screen. And if you recall from the original PowerPoint, these are the three screens that we were looking at originally. And so now what we want to do is I do want to show you the preview button. So we're going to go in, and this is kind of what the app looks like at this particular time. We do want to change some things around in here, but we'll go and look at the detail screen. And then there's an edit, automatically an edit button that comes up in the top. This will take us to the edit screen. And what I do want to do is add some pictures, which we talked about earlier. That's very easily done. You just click here. And these are some of the pictures that are hosted on my machine. And we're just going to pull these into the Power App. So very quickly, and then we're going to hit submit. Very good. So that's done. We're going to add a few more of these. And the reason I'm doing this is I think it's just kind of important to reemphasize that how quickly and easy it is to add pictures into your app. And we'll do this. We'll add the puffer jacket. See, sorry for that. Here's some background. My dog won't leave me alone and she's now asleep and snoring. So hopefully you guys don't hear that in the background. This is very quick and very easy. And we're gonna add the Power Platys stickers. We'll do that. And lastly, we'll just add these scarves. We'll do that real quick. Okay, so here we go. Our summary page with some pictures of the inventory that we have. And then what I'm not real fond of right now is this word black or the number 40 or blue or green. It doesn't really give me a lot of detail as to what this is. So now we're gonna go back into the Power App Studio and we're gonna change some things around. So I'm going to click on the browse gallery over here on the left-hand side, and that highlights this entire panel here. And so now what I want to do is I want to change this, the number or the wording black. And if you see up in the, and I clicked, so I did it, I quickly clicked on it. And then if you see up in the function bar up here, it has this item.color. And this item, what that is some code that's pulling data from the Excel online spreadsheet that we built out, and it's adding that information into the card here based off of this color, which color is one of the column names. And so we can easily change that. We can go up into the function bar, and I'm just gonna get rid of color, and I'm gonna start typing name, because name is one of the columns, and the naming is a column of the each individual piece of inventory. So as you can see, when I started typing with just the letter N, it auto-populates and pulls up all the column names from that spreadsheet. It's just pretty cool. It just helps. It's a way to help you pull information in. So I clicked on name, and now you'll see that we have Microsoft Learn T-shirt. And what has happened is it is auto-populated all of the other pieces of inventory and their respective names down below, which I think is pretty cool. So now what I want to do here is I want to change this current count to size so that we know size. And I type in S, and so size auto-populates. And so now we have small, medium, and then for scarves, there is no size, so that's blank. And then for the Power Platy stickers, we have NA. And then lastly, in this column, in this section here, this field, it's blank right now because it's allocated towards event allocation. And as you recall, in that spreadsheet, I had shared that event allocation was blank because we haven't done anything yet. So what I do want to do is know the current count. So very easily, type in current count, and as you can see, it auto populates here. And so now we have a pretty good semblance of what this Power App is going to look like. I do want to do some additional changes, and I want to center the information into the center of this, just from an aesthetics perspective, because for me, I kind of like it a little bit, it's easier to read. And so I clicked on the Microsoft Learn T-shirt section or field, and over on the right hand side, as you can see, there's a bunch of information that if you play around with PowerPoint or Word or Excel, this stuff looks pretty familiar. And all this is in the ribbon within those Office apps, and they are listed here. And so what this allows you to change some of the components within the app itself and adjust them. So I'm going to center that, and as you can see, it all centered fairly quickly. Then for small, I want to center that, but then I also want to change the font to 20, just because it makes it easier for me to read. And then we'll do the same for the current count here, and then we'll do this to 20, or yeah. And so now let's take a quick look, a quick preview of what this looks like. So here you go. This is what will render on your phone and what it'll look like on your phone, which is pretty cool. Very easy, very quick. We're 18 minutes in or so into this demo, and we built a pretty cool looking app, at least at this point. There are some things we do want to change though, or that I'd like to change. So when we go into detail, we look at this detail, and it just looks kind of, I don't like the organization. So I want to change some of that around. So now let's go back into our Power App Studio. And what I'm going to do is click on detail screen in the bottom on this left hand side here. And then I want to expand that, and we'll scroll down and detail form one. I'm going to click on that, and that highlights this entire panel in here. And since it's highlighted this entire panel here, over here on this UI section that we want to change some things around, there's something called edit fields. And what I want to do is I'm going to click on that. But prior to that, I want to just take note that there is a field in here that's missing, and that is size. And I just know that because I've played around with the spreadsheet for such a long time. So I'm going to click on Edit Fields, and that's going to allow me to do a couple things. One, it's going to allow me to add size back into this, and we'll just click on the Add Field. And as you can see, Power Apps knows that that field is missing. So we can easily just click on that and add, and then it's going to add to the list. I'm going to close that up. So now one of the things that I want to do is I want to change what this looks like. For me, I'd rather have like the name at the top of the screen and then have some structure to that. And that's easily done. It's just a simple drag and drop. So I'm going to go over here into this field panel. I'm going to click on name. I'm just going to pull it up to the top. And as that changes, you can see that it changes within the app itself. And then I want to put original count right under there, and then current count under there, and event allocation, and then finally event name. And then I want to move the image to the bottom. And so I think that's done there. So as you can see, we've made some changes here. Oops, made some changes here. And so what I also now need to do is do this same thing within the edit screen so that the two screens mimic each other. So I'm going to go into edit screen down here on the bottom left where it says edit screen. I open that up and I'm going to click on edit form one. And again, it highlights this form here. I'm going to go into edit fields. I'm going to go through the exact same process that we just did on the other screen. I'm going to add size. Size is added. Let me close that up. And then I'm going to move some things around by just dragging and dropping. And then we have current count. And then we have event allocation and event name and image. Okay, so now here we are. And what I want to do is show you what this looks like in the preview. So we're going to just go up to the top. We'll click on browse. And then I'm going to go over into the upper right where the preview the app button is. And so as you can see, some of the things that we've done, I've rendered here fairly easily. We changed or centered all of this information in here, as well as we changed the font for small and for 40. And that's replicated through all of the entries that we have. And then we'll look at the detail as we just went through the detail. And so we've changed the order of information where we have name, original count, current count, color, size, and image down here. And then let's just make sure that we did the same for the edit screen. And it looks like we have. So that's all good. So now one thing I do want to do while I'm in this edit screen to show you how this plays out, let's pretend that we have an event coming up, such as Start Dev Change, and let's allocate some shirts to Start Dev Change. So let's allocate 15 shirts. You can add some math in here to change some things around. I don't have enough time to go through that, but I'm just going to manually go ahead and change this to 25. Oops, 25. Ooh, I can't even type. And then we're going to go start dev change. And now what we want to do is make sure to click this checkbox, which was, again, part of the auto-generated Power App. And this is submitting this information. And so as you can see on the detail, this automatically, once it's submitted, the Power App will render back to the detail screen. And as you can see, we changed. The current count is now at 25. The event allocation is at 15. Event name is Start Dev Change. And then also on the summary, you can see that the current count has changed to 25. So all very cool. We're looking good. Now let's save this app. So they save it by going into File, File dropdown to Settings automatically. We're going to name this app. We'll name the app SDC app. You can allocate an icon to your app. We're going to have the star, and then we'll make the coloring in the background green. And then we're going to hit save. And when we hit save, it'll ask us to save as to the cloud or to this computer. We want to save it to the cloud so that our friends and colleagues can play around with this app as well. We'll click save down here in the bottom right. Saving to Power Apps. And then we have a screen that pops up that says, would you like to share? I'm just going to click on share, and then a screen will pop up that will give us an opportunity to add folks' email addresses that we work with internally within your company. And then they will have access to this. And what will happen is they'll get an email notification. I'm not going to do that for this demo. Yep, I'm almost done. And so then we've got save. We're going to click on the apps, and here is our app. So it's all saved. So very cool. So that is my demo. I apologize in advance for the Excel challenges that I had. I'm going to move back to this. I do want to share the screen with you all. This is some pretty important information, at least from my perspective. So take a picture of this, if you will. There's some learning information here in this learning path. This first URL takes you to some learning information on Microsoft Learn about Power Apps. The second is for Power Platform. And then these next two are how to build out your own test environment. And then this last one is an article of the demo that I just did, screen by screen by screen, to kind of help you walk through it. And with that, I'm done. So I'm going to send it back to Donna and Seth. Thanks very much, everyone. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Joe. First of all, can we give a huge round of applause to Joe Camp? That was his first tech demo he's ever done in his entire life. So the first time he's live built anything in front of people, and he did it live. There's no recording there. And the recovery, like how many of us have had demo fails and said, all right, demo doesn't work, I'm out. But he recovered and he finished his demo and he showed us how to do it and gave us resources for how we could do it at home. That is what we call a demo master. Thank you, Joe. So Clippy is still with us because Seth has mysteriously vanished.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. He has returned.